Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Sin City Radio.
From God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
To be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
Sin City Radio.
I think
Don't everybody speak at once. Was you about to ask a question?
No. I just said, hey, how's everybody doing?
Oh, shit. I'm sitting back waiting on the question. Like, okay, maybe she wrote it down somewhere.
No.
All right, well, what we have here was a failure to communicate.
Everything
go right with you yesterday, man? Ain't no retaliations or revenge or get backs?
Nah, man, everything was good.
Okay.
Nice and quiet, man, That's what's up.
Well, I got to let everybody know that I'm digging that new Sin City logo that we just presented today. That motherfucker's cold, y'all. I done made me a shirt already, so I got it on right now. Ain't going to rock that motherfucker to work tomorrow.
Support that motherfucker. That motherfucker
gets
cold.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to Mr. Fly Heavy himself. The boy outdid himself this time.
Yeah, he got looking real nice.
Yeah, Father Time looking like Stone Cold Killer.
He sure do.
I'm like, I like how y'all got the dude tied up over here. That's hot. Yeah, with the hood on. Yeah, got him on fire at that. Yeah, that was nice. I'm like, damn, I mean, the boy put his foot in it this time. Yes, he did, but he always come with some hot ones, man. He, like I said, once again, shout out to my man, Mr. Fly Heavy. Anybody get any type of graphics done, any type of logos, anything, the boy do it all. He's cold.
Yeah, he done his thing.
Shout out to him. Speaking of revenge, retaliations, and get-backs, man, I know we even got to the point where we supposed to turn the other cheek and we supposed to be, how can I say this, a bigger person. But, man, dude, do you ever feel like you, it's just like you cannot be that person?
Sometimes.
Hold on. Name, what's happening, baby?
Hey.
What's going on, bro?
Nothing much. Watching Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty. Sigh. My boy, Sigh. I don't know if nobody else watched Duck Dynasty. Sigh's the beast.
I never heard of the new one that came out. The remake or whatever of the original Duck Dynasty.
Oh,
Duck Dynasty.
Oh, shit, I thought you were talking about the show. Shit.
So,
you know, I live under a rock, so I
don't
know. I don't know.
I thought that, ain't that a TV show, Duck Dynasty?
Yeah, it's a TV show. They got
Rich making duck callers.
Yeah. They got what? Duck calls. They need some white rednecks.
With beards.
Already. We don't know nothing about that.
Like I was saying. I mean, I'm really at the point of my life, dog, where it's like, I'm trying to overlook a lot of people, and it's like the more I try to overlook, it's like the harder they keep coming at me.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, How do you, how, I mean, like, okay, let's just go relationship-wise. How, I mean, I'm going to start with you, Jermaine. A person constantly coming at you, how do you balance and say, okay, well, I'm not going to let that person get to me, when that person that got to you to the point of damn, where you damn near at the point of no return?
I mean, relationship-wise, we talking about coming at you about what, though? I mean, I guess it would depend on
it don't matter. From the way you're dressed to how, what time you come in the house to spending time, just anything, any and everything. It's just like when a motherfucker just constantly nitpicking with you.
Well, me personally, I mean, I don't know your relationship or whatever, but me personally, yeah, if you have a problem with everything that I do, then you don't like me. You see what I'm saying? That's how I would see it. Yeah, I would come to the conclusion that you don't like me. If you have to change everything there is about me, then you don't like me for me. Because I believe everything, everybody has something in their life that, you know, maybe we can grow and things like that. But everything, I mean, if you feel like somebody's nitpicking with you on everything,
that's not cool.
I mean, that's how I would feel personally. If you complain about everything that I do, everything, everywhere I go, everything I put on, I mean, you just don't like nothing I do, that's who I am.
Hell, my next question, what the fuck you with me for if you always complaining about anything about me?
Man, and okay, so what about, I mean, what about when it comes to friends? I mean, you know, what about friends and family? These motherfuckers are just constantly just nitpicking with you, just constantly. Like, it's like you done turned the other cheek, and it's like both cheeks been slapped. I mean, they done slapped both your cheeks on your face and your ass. They're all cheeks been slapped. Now, at what point do you just, like, fuck it, I'm finna kill this motherfucker?
Maybe it's time to start changing phone numbers and cutting people out of your life.
I mean, exactly. I mean, it's like when you try to cut somebody out your life, and it's like, I mean, we all know it's not easy. It's easier said than done to do that. You know, you done been around, motherfucker, you done been friends with motherfucker that you didn't grew up with, fucker, this family. You know, it's easier said than done just to just say, okay. But then it's like, you like, okay, well, I'm going to go my way, you go your way. But that person constantly, just a constant bother, a constant thorn in your side. Everybody, I got everybody speechless.
I can't let them get to you. You know, they love, you know, people like that love misery. So they get more thrills out of knowing that they're making you miserable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, misery loves company. And so a lot of people feel like, okay, well, why should I have to change my phone number? Why should I have to do this? Okay. Maybe don't put them people on the block list so they can call you all they want to, but they're not gonna get through. You know, or switch up your routine. Don't go to the same places, or you know, for a little while. You know, there's no better way to let a person know that you're through fucking with them than to just be through fucking with them. I'm not accepting your calls. I'm not returning your calls. I'm not coming where you are. You know what I'm saying? I'm changing up my whole shit. To where eventually people will get the point that you are not fucking with them no more. And, I mean, ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying, a person for a couple of weeks might, you know,
keep calling and calling and calling. But what shit, after what, so many times if you not answering the phone or you just ignoring them, they're going to say, okay, well, you know, I can't get to them no more, so they move on to somebody else to take them away.
Okay. Big Dog, what you think?
Fuck them. That's my motto, man. Fuck them. Just quit fucking with them. I mean, if a motherfucker's a thorn in your side, you know what I'm saying? Get rid of the thorn. Sometimes it's easy to just walk away than put up with bullshit. That's just my opinion.
Damn, I actually agree with Father Ty. Let me write this down.
I mean, think about it.
What you say, Cass?
I mean, all y'all are right, but I mean, once again, everybody knows that things are easier said than done. I mean, a lot of people, you put yourself in a situation where you can't walk. I mean, things just can't walk away. That's just like, you know, you and a friend, you know. Yeah, you can walk away from them, but then it's like if that person constantly keeps just like egging at you. You know, at some point, I mean, me personally, I got a bad temper. I'll be the first to admit that. I got a bad temper, and I feel like, okay.
Not you, Cass.
I feel like I'm at the point now in my life where I need to change that. But then it's so hard to change when you got,
Okay, so look at it like this. The people that's fucking with you probably know that you have a temper. So that's what they're trying to evoke from you is your temper. They figure if you still get a temper, if you still want to, you know, act aggressively towards them, then you still care because that's what they know about you. So although it is easier to say, okay, I'm through, than it is to actually do it, You gotta find within yourself, okay, am I really, really through fucking with this person, or do I enjoy, you know, the every now and again, however it goes. But if you are seriously through, then what they know about you is that he got a temper. I can always get to him through his temper. So you have to shut your temper off. You have to shut your temper off. You have to say to yourself, I know that that's what this person wants from me, so I'm not going to give it to them. And then they will retreat.
Okay.
Don't let them get a reaction out of it.
Exactly.
That'll hurt them more than anything.
Because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for that reaction. And if you give them that, then you telling them you still care. You still want to be there. You still want to be around. But if you show no emotion, no reaction whatsoever, that person is going to feel cut off.
Okay. All right. I just have to get that off my chest, y'all, because it was just like something that's just been egging at me, and I've really been trying to avoid it. And I know if the situation never arrived to that point, it's not gonna be nothing nice.
Now, I mean, if they come at you and you have to defend yourself, but don't go out and put yourself, you know, in the midst of it. Yeah, you don't have to put yourself in a situation, but if they come at you, you know, and you don't have no choice,
Right.
Because it takes too much strength nowadays to be mad all the time. That shit is
tiresome. You're absolutely right about that. It really does.
Let them be mad by themselves and let them have a miserable life by themselves.
Eventually they'll find somebody else to fuck with. They'll move on. But you have to show them that you're serious and that, you know what I'm saying, I'm not taking your shit no more. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I gave you chance after chance after chance to try to be a cool person in my life, whatever their position, you know, whether it be a friend or a relationship or, you know, a co-worker or whomever, you know what I'm saying? I'm not fucking with you. And they not going to believe it until you show it to them. And like Janine said, now if a person comes to where you are and they personally attack you, then by all means, defend yourself. But if a person is just rapping, well, like I always say, you can rap until you turn blue in the face, but it don't mean shit if you don't put your hands on me. I have the choice to just let you vent. I have the choice to just let you, you can talk to the, you know what I'm saying, veins pop out of your head. I don't care. I've shut you off. And as a parent, you know what I'm saying, shit, you know how to zone somebody out, they ain't coming out nothing. Click.
True that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, thank y'all for the advice. I really needed that.
All right.
I think I was on the verge of doing something real stupid.
You don't want to do that. Then you let them win.
Exactly. And that's all they want. That's all they want is to win. That's all they want.
All right. I'm at peace now.
There you go. Well, since you're at peace, I got that uploaded, man. You want to run it?
Go ahead, man. I need a good laugh.
All right, man. Let's see what we got here, y'all. See what we got. All right, y'all. We said we was going to play clubbing, so. That's what we going to do. First two parts. I might have got the wrong one, man.
All right, y'all. Last week on clubbing. All right, y'all. Cuz in the ambulance, baby. And he fucked up.
Yep, that's the wrong one.
Hey, y'all. Hold up, man. Let me call this nigga.
Oh, no, man.
I
got to
redo
it. Yeah, you leaked it out. You leaking out part two, man. You can't leak it. Oh, man. See,
that shit don't go viral.
He killed the surprise. See, I told y'all we had part two in the making. He done leaked it. He done leaked out the club. God.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, man.
I tell you.
It took me a minute to find it. So.
Leap.
I got to go find it again, man. So go
like I said, we got part two coming real soon. As y'all can see, we have been working on it, and it's coming real soon. So that's what we try to get people up to speed to what it was about. But I see evidently somebody, I swear, he like... Call him DJ Who Kid or something, leaking shit.
Yeah,
but meanwhile, while he's trying to upload the personal, all right, we can have an open forum tonight. Anybody got anything they want to get off their chest? Anything they need to talk about? Somebody pissed them off, or I'm the only one just pissed off in the world, huh?
Okay. Y'all know I work at a liquor store, and recently, this past weekend, somebody that was recently hired decided that he was going to steal from the liquor store. So, he got away with like $500, right? But
cash,
you don't know. Cash. He got away with $500 in cash. But when you work at a liquor store, I don't know if everybody knows, but, you know, you have to have a background check. They got your fingerprints. They got your social security number. They got, you know what I'm saying, pretty much everything because, you know, they're looking for felonies and things of that nature. You can't work in a liquor store if you can't get a license. So, I don't know. He found a good moment, I guess, where... You know what I'm saying? Everybody, like all the other coworkers, we was doing our thing or whatever. So I guess he found a weak spot, and he went, and, you know what I'm saying, and somebody else is in their register and basically took all their money, came back out on the floor like nothing, you know, like nothing ever happened, and then he left and then never came back. So people done, you know, they done found it on the tape, and they're prosecuting his ass.
Be going to jail?
Well, he said, he claimed he was having some type of family problem, so something was going on in Kankakee, and that's where he was going to. So, you know, I don't know all the details, but all I know is if he come back to Indianapolis, they don't find his ass, and they're prosecuting.
Did they have him on tape still in the morning?
Yep, sure do. And she said it was blatant, like it was plain and clear as day. He went in the room, till box, he took out the cash, he walked in the back room, I guess, to put it away, and then he came back out on the floor. And then he stuck around for a little while because, you know, nobody thinks about that money until they need to use it. You know, so he, And what's fucked up about it is I was outside probably taking pictures because that's what I knew. And he walked right past and he said, look, I'm going to run home real quick. I'll be back. And I didn't think nothing of it. I thought he was going to go home, you know what I'm saying, grab something to eat and come back to work because he just lived across the street. But he never came back. So the dude who's registered, he took the money from, you know, he needed some cash. So he went and he, like, my cash is gone. Like, okay, well, the cash is gone, and the one motherfucker that's not here ain't came back. So it's not hard to, you know what I'm saying, decide who did it. But yeah, they got his ass on tape. And I talked to the officer when he came in the store about it. So yeah, they're going to find him. And it's a wrap. I mean, I know somebody got prosecuted and had to go through a whole bunch of shit over $50. So $500. They not going to just let that go.
What's his name? Say his name.
Oh, his name is Jeffrey Murray. If you know him, you better not.
Idiot, $500 is not enough to get your ass locked up.
Exactly. And then he's talking about, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to do for my son. He got a 7-year-old son, and supposedly his grandmother is ill and all this other shit. Okay, but you put yourself at jeopardy over $500.
Was it the black guy?
Yes.
The real, real black guy?
The chocolate ass one, yep. His name is Jeffrey R. Murray. Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And then, you know, it's always, I know this, y'all, because I've been there for a long time. I notice it's always the people who swear up and down they don't steal. Them is the main motherfuckers who steal. The last chick that got fired.
I know, I don't steal.
That motherfucker got staplers and everything sitting in her dad at her house right now.
Printer paper and shit.
We used to go office supply school shopping in the supply cabinet at work.
Wow. Highlighters and shit.
Oh yeah, highlighters. We used to get our highlighters.
Sticky notes. Don't forget about the sticky notes, bro. I can use them.
School cardboard, kids me. Oh yeah, let's get some pads, some paper, the pens and pencils.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's the black habit, like, shit.
Damn, teacher looking at the kid like, this pen comes from a Fortune 500 company.
Oh, my mama said only the best for me, only the best, only the best, man, only the best, you can only
get
the best.
My birthday and told us don't say nothing. Gotta turn her.
And he has stationery with the business name all on the top.
Right. Tina starts his work in with a Fortune 500 company name at the top of it. What?
Oh, my goodness. only nigga in fifth grade with fountain pens. What's going on here?
Hey, hold on, my ink ran out.
Right.
Well, no, I only use the best of the ink.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm gonna be honest with you. I can honestly say I've never really been good at stealing. That's just one thing I was never good at. I don't think none of us really was though. Growing up, I mean, I know one of us was, but I mean,
it's one in every crew.
Yeah. But I mean.
Yeah, Charlie was pretty good. I just always got too scared.
Yeah, I would
chicken
always,
out.
Yeah, I would chicken out at the last second.
I stole one and got in trouble for it. That was all I needed. And you know the fucked up part about it is I wasn't even stealing for me. I was stealing for somebody else. I really killed it for me.
Like a lot of people say, it's the rush of it. That's not rush. That's fear. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I don't have a rush.
Yeah, that's fear.
I had nothing but fear. I'd be like, man, I'm panicking. I'm worried that this motherfucker's going to come grab me.
They watch me.
Right.
They
watching me. Everybody looking at me.
Nigga sweating and shit. Nigga, it's too
Janine,
it's too sweating, though.
Now, don't get me wrong. I will buy some hot shit, though.
Oh, yeah. Now,
I'll
buy your shit.
I won't take it, but
I'll buy it. I will buy your shit. But now, Janine, as a former klepto, is it a run? I mean, now, come on, y'all. She had made no bones about it. Hey, she used to do her thing.
Shopping in the storage cabinet. The supply cabinet.
I mean...
Well,
is it really a rush? That's what I'm saying. Was it a rush? Like, whew, I felt just exhilarating.
No, I just felt like if there was something I needed, I just took it. I didn't have that fear. I would actually, I don't know, I guess because in my mind, I've already got away with it. In my mind, I can never do nothing wrong. So.
Yeah, okay.
what I'm saying is, so I would steal probably like $300 worth of stuff and then go through the register and buy like a pair of socks with all my
and
stuff.
And you felt you wasn't doing nothing wrong.
And I was talking to the people, and I just came here, ran in real quick. I don't know. And I would walk right out the store with all my stuff. But, you know, and you know what got me? I think what got me was when my daughter saw. And I said, this girl is good.
Hell no.
Yeah, yeah. Cause I thought I was good, but when she saw something, and I didn't even know she saw it, I was like, damn it. And I mean, she saw a big old bottle where she thought it was lotion. She was only like 5 years old. She thought it was lotion, but she saw a big old bottle of shampoo. You know how big a bottle of shampoo is.
Ew.
Damn.
And
we get to the next store. She putting it on her arms like it's lotion.
I said, what the hell? That's her.
She just started bubbling up.
Right.
The shampoo fine Lazarus.
Did you say it? What's that tropical smell?
Hell in the car. She back there smelling like an ocean breeze.
Then she gonna take a bath that night in a tub full of bubbles and shit. What?
Right.
Bubbles
that in a tub. That but bubbles.
Oh, my
after
God.
That, I stopped selling it in front of her. I didn't stop selling, but I stopped selling in front of her.
I'm serious. I've just never been a big thief.
Yeah, I guess when we was younger, we was doing other criminal activities instead of stealing.
Yeah. Another good one was when I worked at a store. I don't want to say their name. Part time. Oh, that was the worst thing they could have did. I was having my my ex husband and a couple of my friends, my sister in law. I would all have all them. I would give them a list of stuff I need for my house. And then I would have them go get all the stuff, and then they would come through my line, and I would turn my little my cash register down so it won't beep so loud. So I'd be scanning the stuff like I'm scanning it, but I wouldn't. And then I'd scan like two items.
Look, I scanned the dishwashing liquid. Two of the cheapest shit.
Right.
And they got about $300-$400 worth of shit in the basket. They giving me $5.
I'm gonna tell you, Nate, I couldn't have been behind you. I couldn't have been behind you.
They said it.
I couldn't have been behind you seeing that transaction.
But how would they see it? No, because I used to switch the thing around so it wouldn't be, you know, where the person behind them would be able to see what they told them was or nothing.
Okay.
So the person behind them, all they will see is them handing me some cash. They don't
right
know
now,
what
now.
They...
I can use common sense. You got $300 worth of stuff, and I'll see her give you a 20, and you
right.
get her $15 back.
I know y'all think that people don't pay attention like that. Or they could have used their card. I can't remember if they used their card or not. But if you're using your card, you know, people already don't want you all over their back anyway.
Well, I'm the type I look. So I'm going to tell you right now.
I'd have got right
in your line. Got right in your face. $26, please. 26 what? Take these last $2 I got, and you better not say shit. I'm telling about the people that just walked out.
I know I get the hook up.
Hell
cutting
yeah.
in or cutting it out.
Hey, you going to cut me in and cut it out.
What you say, I know what you did last summer.
I know what you did 2 minutes ago.
Come on.
Hold on, I'll be back. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get out of line, and I'm going to come back.
Mm-mm.
Hey, where you going? I'm going to write their license plates down. Cause if I go down, oh yeah, all y'all going.
Oh yeah.
I had a friend. She came in there, had her buggy filled. I was ready for her. She got scared and ran out the store, left the buggy. Oh, I was so nervous. I was like, oh my God, she left the buggy just like in the aisle, just standing there, just ran out because she got scared.
She was like, oh, let's cut it off. I can't do this.
We not friends no more. I'm sorry.
Where you run? And of course, I just act like I ain't know her. I'm like, what's wrong with her? You know?
Right.
But I was like, this stupid bitch, I needed that shit. What the fuck's wrong with her?
Okay. I think I found the right one, man. We'll give it a shot. Give one more shot, y'all. I think it's the right one. But if it's not, he'll let me know.
All right, y'all. Last week on clubbing.
Oh, shit. It's my motherfucking nigga birthday. Damn. I hope this nigga go to the fucking club tonight. Last shit this nigga had that motherfucker at his grandma's
house. The wrong one?
His drunk ass uncle. He's all fucked up.
That's the right one.
That ain't how it starts off.
Oh, that's the one I got.
Oh, shit. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Brother, what's happening?
Hi, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hello.
How's everybody tonight?
Not too bad. Yeah.
Cool, then. Cool, then talking about these old kleptomaniacs on this damn show.
What?
Oh, my
goodness. They kleptos. Kids that turned into kleptos.
Kleptos.
What? Oh. I'm missing all kind of stuff. What's going on? What's going on over here?
Buddy, you ever been a thief?
Have I ever did what?
Have you ever been a thief? Did you steal out the stores?
When I was a little kid, y'all, I used to go into JCPenney's and Carson's, and you know where they had the little jewelry, the little fake rings, you know what I'm saying? I would put them on my fingers, bite the little tags off, and go on about my business.
See, I knew somebody that used to go there and change shoes. I couldn't do that. I was just too scared.
No, I wasn't bold enough to do all of that.
New ones on.
I just got the little rings that they had sitting out there so you could put, you know, easily just put them on. Yeah, I would do that, but
too much marijuana, I'd be super paranoid.
I would get confidence tests. I got my
I know this chick went into Payless and got like 20 pair of shoes. She was sticking shoes down her sleeves, her pants legs. I mean, she left out of there with, as a matter of fact, she had a box, was dropping the shoes off in the box by the door and walked out with the box. Ain't paid for a damn shoe.
How many pay you buy from her?
I ain't buy none from her. And we wore the same shot. I didn't buy none from her. I said, you's a grown-ass woman with a good job stealing shoes. Now, when I was a little kid, I stole, okay. But, and then when I got high one day, I was in Kroger's, and I wanted a wine opener. And I was in Kroger's for like maybe 2.5 hours. I was so high, and I was asking my friend to buy the wine opener for me, and she wouldn't buy it. So I was like, I'm take it, you know, and I'm talking shit. I'll take it, but I really wasn't going to steal it, and I forgot it in my pocket. That man tried his best to take me to jail for $2.50. I was like, and then sued me. They sued me and banned me from Kroger.
Hold on, catch me, Charles. Charles, what's happening? Call him.
All right.
All righty then.
All right, I guess the caller didn't want to talk.
We must have been interrupting a TV show.
I don't know.
But, oh, my goodness, like, I don't know how people do it. Like, it's boosters out here that get it in.
Oh, I know a dude, he doing that credit card thing. He be killing them.
I don't know how they do it.
He be getting, like, $1,000 worth of shit. He be killing them.
I had this one guy when I first moved down to Indianapolis. This guy, he was like, man, whenever you need gas, just hit me up, man. I got you. Whatever you need. Cell phone paid. I got you. I wish I knew where the fuck he was at, because, god damn, he was good.
Yeah, my dude be doing the gas, too. He gonna fill up the cars, the trucks and shit. Half price.
Yeah, whatever you fill up, you just get him half. I'm like, damn.
Get half of it.
Right, I'm like, really?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
And see, and that's why, like I said, I was asking Janine, like, okay, like, was this something like, all right, this is what I had to do, or it was just like, fuck it, I'm just going to do anything. I don't give a damn if I do got $100 in my pocket.
I just didn't want to pay for it. I had to.
Shit.
Yeah, your ass is crazy.
Like for the money, just didn't want to pay for it.
Damn, she said it too. I just didn't want to pay for it, damn.
My son's father was working. I was getting welfare and food stamps. That's all my kids for. I ain't have to pay for nothing. The welfare paid my rent. I ain't have to pay nothing on my rent. My food stamps, I was getting like $400 in food stamps. So I didn't have to pay nothing for food. And I didn't buy no clothes or nothing because I stole everything. So all my kids' food clothes, T-shirts. Everything.
Are you joking right now?
No, I'm not joking. And I was working two jobs. And he worked during the day. And we used our money to go places.
Wow.
So we did a lot of shit, stuff like that. But I had a nice car. My Mazda. I was in a Mazda sports car on welfare.
Damn. You know, that's crazy, though. But that's what blows me away when you drive past the project. That's where you find the baddest cars at, you know what I mean? Sitting on rims and dubs and all that kind of stuff. Like, for real?
No, I saw in 2020 a dude was out there begging for money. You know how they be having the signs? And walked away and jumped in the Benz. But he's
crazy.
He out there.
The thing about that is, you know, you have to learn when to stop. You know, don't push them up. That's what happens with people when you keep trying to do shit. If you didn't get away with it, you know what I'm saying? Don't keep trying to push them up, you know.
But I heard once
you
stop, once you do it, you can't just stop. That's like robbing banks.
This chick was on, I remember I had to catch the bus one day. And this chick was on the bus bragging about how she done hit up every Walmart in Indianapolis. And she don't never go in there and spend still over less than $200. And she never gets caught. One day she got caught. And they let her go because everything she stole was for her kids. I'm like, now, if she would have been a black woman, would they have let her go?
That's why she only steal $200. If you steal over that, that's when they can prosecute. I think it got to be over $500 or something like that.
No, because from what I heard, I heard it was $25.
Nah, because it's this chick. I know this chick that go to the Walmarts up here in Minnesota, and she hit them all the time. They catch her, let her go. If she don't got over $500, she had like two something. They leave the stuff in the back and put out. And she'll wait a couple of months and then go right back to the store and do it all over again.
That's crazy.
If you don't got over $500, so fuck them motherfuckers. What they gonna do? They can't do nothing to me.
That's crazy.
And she got so bad. She even had the kids do it. The kids be like,
my cousin got sent to jail. She was stealing out of AJ Wright and Gary, and got sent to jail because she stole $35 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I got the kind of luck that shit. I tried to get a honey bun because I was hungry, and they locked me up. I didn't want to.
That's what I'm saying.
I can see the security guard pulling your ass away now.
Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing never.
That's exactly how they got us. We was walking out the store, and the man said, "Ma'am, can I speak to you for a second? Can you come back in with me?" And I said, oh, damn. And I'm thinking he finna get hurt because I didn't do nothing. Then I find out he done pulled out the thing. He was like, yeah, because I had told my son try on a sweater. And then my cousin put the coat on top of the sweater and made the comment, he can walk up out of here just like this. And I was like, no, I'm not going to steal. So they showed me that, and then he was like, now can you empty your purse? And I was like, sure. I ain't steal nothing from y'all. Now, what anybody else did, I ain't got nothing to do with that. But this wench done took things and stuffed them in my purse. Thank God she admitted. Thank God she admitted. I did that. I did that. That's not hers. I did that. He was like, well, really, it don't matter whether you did it, say you did it or not. So he counted up the stuff, and it only came up to $12.50. So he let me go. But all the rest of the stuff, she went to jail for that shit. And it wasn't nothing but $35 worth of stuff.
I'm going to tell you, before you walked out that door, how was you dressed? Was you dressed sexy that day?
It was not.
No, I'm saying, was you dressed sexy that day?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you, before you walk, hey. I couldn't be a cop because I'd be a dirty one. Excuse me, but before you leave, what I'm gonna need you to do is
snap that pussy back. You cat pussy.
You gonna have to do a little dance.
Make it clap for me, and I'll let you go.
Hell yeah, make it clap.
Do anybody remember back in the day at the grocery stores where you could put a nickel in the little thing and get a piece of candy for the sample?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody remember that? And my favorite one was the big red piece of bubble gum and the Werther's coffee candy. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember also never paying for none of that shit.
Right. I got caught one time when I was a kid. I was probably about 8 or 9 and got caught. I grabbed a handful of them red pieces of bubble gum, and they sure did come to you. Excuse me, you took a handful of candy. I didn't see you putting no money in the thing. I'm like, damn, man. See, this is my kind of look. This is why I don't steal. Fuck that.
See, that's why you just walk around the grocery store and eat it while you're in there.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking like that. I was thinking about shit. I'm going to stick this shit on my pillow. And when it's time for me to go to bed, I got some candy, and they think I'm asleep, but I'm eating candy. That's what I was thinking about.
Man, I'm thinking about that.
hold on, man. Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. We got a new caller, man. Caller, what's happening?
Same caller from last time.
That's same caller. They just got their music playing. Just imagine you think that second bite, you like, God damn, this honey bun good. Come with me. What? You ain't getting a chance to swallow the second bite. You looking
hurry up and stuff that bug in my mouth.
You got that puzzled ass look on your face. You
like, what did I do?
You know?
What's going on? What?
Okay, I got a question. What if you worked at that store and somebody was stealing? Do you run out there and try to catch them?
Hell no.
Exactly.
I was smoking up there. He got away.
That's what security calls.
Hell yeah. Do your job.
I remember when I was working at Toys R Us, somebody ran out with one of those big ass things. They was like, you going to go chase them? I'm like, for what? Shit.
Oh, shit.
Fuck that. They got insurance.
That's why I could never work at a bank. Man, I'm not dying over your money.
And it's insured. Y'all gonna get that shit back anyway.
Right. That motherfucker, y'all be.
I have done that without thinking a couple of times at the liquor store. But then after, like, I thought about it. Like, when I went outside, I thought about it. Like, wait a minute. That's a $2 motherfucking 40. I took my ass back in the building. I had to just go.
You turned around and threw that 40 at you.
Yeah.
That motherfucking Magnum was not worth it.
That motherfucker's crazy.
She come busting out the motherfucking door.
You owe me some money, motherfucker.
I was there one time, man, and Fat Boy was outside getting some ice cream. This is honest goodness. Dude was outside getting some ice cream. And something happened, and it happened with, like, a field caught fire. And it was real thick in the air, so my attention was on the sky. I was looking at, you know, the smoke in the air, and dude was outside getting some ice cream. There was somebody in the cooler. And this dude had been in the store for a few minutes, so I didn't think nothing of it. You know what I'm saying? He went outside, and he came back in. He was talking to my coworker, and he went outside, and he came back in. Well, this last time, he came back in, and he snuck behind the counter and took a whole, you know how the lottery tickets, like they being, you know, rows of three or four, however many, you know, that store has. And he snatched out a whole row of the motherfucking lottery tickets. And once I heard, he like, only reason why he, you know, was caught was because he dropped something in the process. So when it fell, I turned around and noticed that he was right there, man. That motherfucker took off past me and hopped over the counter like he was a track star or some shit.
Hey, what nigga store you at? Seems like anybody coming, that motherfucker get something.
That nigga's gone. I don't give a damn. Fuck it.
What
I
your workers be doing?
Right, y'all heard?
Y'all heard?
Shit. Nigga, you are outside getting ice cream, and I'm in here with the assailant. What type of shit is this?
Yo, fat
ass wants some ice cream.
I know if I ever want to steal, go to your liquor store. Seems like that's the easy place.
To this day, I still talk about him. I'll be like, hey, Mike, remember when you wanted that ice cream, man? And he'd be like, man, you got to be bringing up old shit.
Once a thief, always a thief.
No, I'm not a thief.
Excuse me. I'm no longer a thief, thank you.
I'm not a thief, sweetheart.
Now, if you just leave some over at my house, you can't have that because it's mine.
I ain't going to lie. Y'all have been, let me been a cop, y'all have been some twerking motherfuckers. That's fine. For real.
Go back in there with that baby.
I'm going to been twerking or something.
I get out of here.
You are stupid. And then why are you a wreck when you say that? Why are you a wreck when you say that? Why you grab your dick when you say that, nigga? Why you?
All right. Hey, liquor store in the back, you know where they take you that week after you get caught. She in the back, tears coming out of her eyes. They got the little piece of honey bun in her mouth, twerking her ass. I'm gonna jail. Hurry up. Twerk it.
Hell no.
Dang it. When I stole that wine opener, he was trying his best to send me to jail. He was like, you getting smart, you want to go to jail. I'm like, what the hell am I saying that's so smart to make you want to lock me up over a $2.50? Oh, let me get my handcuffs out because you trying to go to jail. And then I'm like, this is a black man. Like, you really tripping for real over a $2.50? I was like, wow.
I think some of it is principle. It'd be like, you know what I'm saying? The motherfucker, you are not about to just steal under my nose on my watch. Now, if you want to take some shit on that nigga's watch, okay, cool. But how about just come and steal while I'm here? That's just not going to happen.
That's right.
It's funny because I ain't never, even when I went to, they took me to jail, I never was afraid that I was going to jail.
You got arrested?
Right.
Well, not for stealing. I got arrested for credit card fraud.
Damn. Damn.
Oh
my God!
Y'all ass got
way. Oh my God!
I know about you every week.
Girl, you is crazy. How did? I can't comprehend it. Damn it, these babies.
He got layers.
I mean, please explain.
Are you a
female? It really wasn't me. That one really wasn't me. This my friend. We were working for this company, We were cleaning office buildings and stuff. And she went in one of the men's desk, and he had a card in there. It was a calling card. You know how corporations have calling cards that they give to their employees to call long distance and all this type of stuff. It was just a phone card. You know what I'm saying? But she didn't even take it because I told her, of course, me being the smart ass one, don't take the card, just write the numbers down.
Right.
If you want to use it, you know. But she had some dude she was talking to in Arkansas. She wanted to call him so she could use that card for long distance. So one time I needed to use it. She gave me the number, so I was using it. Then one of my friends asked me, you know, I said, hey, I gave them the number. And then she was passing out the number. Boy, and that's saying I know that bill was over $10,000.
Wow.
Damn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you, baby.
You got fired and everything.
Huh?
He probably about to get in trouble over that shit. He probably like, I ain't been calling nobody.
Right. No, you know what I did? I blamed this white woman. Because she was so racist. She just could not stand us. And she always used to talk shit to us. So what I did was, when they brought me in, you know, the detectives bring me in, have you in the little room, whatever. I laid down, took me a nap, laid my head down. The guy came in there, showed me the little paper with all the numbers on there, talking about, here goes your number right here. And I was like, and I started going through the pages. I said, yeah, that looks like the only one. And he was like, so you used the card? I said, yeah. I can't remember that baby's name. I was like, yeah, she told me I could use it. She said it was her card. He was like, did you see the card? I said, no, she just gave me the number. I only used it that one time because, of course, I went through the whole list to make sure my number was only on there once. I was like, yeah, that was the only time. I said, and I needed to call somebody I was calling in Tennessee. And I was like, he was like, so you got it from her? And he was like, I was like, yeah. And he was like, so you and your friend didn't steal the card? I was like, mm-mm. I said, no. He was like, do you know where your friend is? I said, mm-mm. I heard she was visiting family somewhere. And he said, I said, I apologize if you want me to pay for it, because my car was only, $5? I was like, I'll pay for the $5 and such cents, because I didn't know the car was stolen. That's what you want to do.
You can't prove it. I didn't even laugh at that story, because that shit actually did happen. My mama gave me her calling card because I was a cheerleader, and sometimes she couldn't, you know, say come to the games or whatever. So she gave me the calling card so I could call her, you know, if I was at a different school or whatever and pick her up. And it was a little gang of little ratchet chicks that I, you know, they was all on the cheerleading team with me. And they must have, you know, and they ran up the bill like $1,400. And I'm almost like, uh-uh, that's not my daughter. She was like, look, these calls was placed at such and such a time. My daughter was at school, you know what I'm saying? She done went and got fucking test scores and goddamn, she done had my teachers write notes and shit. Like, nah, y'all knew that wasn't my child, you know. So I can't laugh at that story because that's so
wow.
Funny. You bitches did me dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit happened.
I'm going to give y'all a story about getting done dirty. I used to mess around with this girl. She used to come over to the crib all the time. She stayed 3-4 days at a time. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Stole my AT&T card. I didn't even know it was gone. You know how when you get a phone, they give you that card with the phone? So they gave me a little AT&T card. You know, I can make long-distance calls and all that kind of shit. And this bitch broad just swiped my car, right? I had no clue she swiped it. Man, like 2 months later, they sent me a bill, right? This was a couple of thousand. So I called AT&T. I'm like, yo, man, I ain't never used a card before. You know, I never ever used a card. So the dude was like, well, just, you know, read me the numbers off the card. I'm like, all right, hold on. Let me go get it. I'm like, where the fuck is my card? I'm looking around and shit. This motherfucker then stole my card. Then her sister told me that she stole the card. I'm like, ain't this up?
So did you have to pay for it? Or?
And they still waiting on me to pay that bill, but I told them I ain't paying it because I didn't use the card.
Wow.
I said the card was stolen. Somebody came to my apartment and stole the card. I'm not paying it. They was like, well, shit, it's in your name. I said, well, I'll never be getting the phone with y'all again. I ain't paying that motherfucker. I ain't use it. Why should I have to pay for it? I told them it was stolen. You know what I mean? And Texas, I don't even know nobody in Texas. That's how I knew it was her, because all the calls was in Texas. And that's where she was from. So I kind of figured it out. Like, all right, yeah, you got me. You got me. She never came over after that. I told her, sister, I'm going to fuck up when I see her.
Yeah, that was damn right. I'll beat that bitch on sight.
Right. On sight.
There's
going to be some furniture moving.
Hell yeah.
Hey, man, dog dirty, man. Open your house to a motherfucker, they do you dirty, man.
Hey, you know what? One of them bitches that did that shit to me hit me up on Facebook a couple years ago when I first got on them. And I told that bitch, you remember when you stole my mama's calling card? You denied. Bitch, I don't want to be your friend. Fuck you.
Oh, Nick, I'm crazy.
I'm trying to be my friend. You dirty, scandalous hoe. You knew what you did.
No
one has to say that.
Give me that.
I was like, girl, that wasn't personal.
Right.
It was just business, girl.
Block list. I don't want to be your friend, and I don't want to be friends with nobody who, if you on their friend list, I don't want to be friends with them either. Fuck you.
Just
call
the
card.
Well, look at Jenny. Let me ask you a question. Why did you blame the white lady?
She didn't like that.
Cause she was racist and we didn't like her.
Oh, okay.
What made them pick y'all? Did the y'all company say something to y'all first, or they just brought the detectives in? And since y'all worked on that floor, they just automatically.
They knew it was somebody who worked in the building. They knew it was one of us. And then our number was on there. My number was on there. And then my friend, her number was on there a whole bunch of times. Now, I used it only once for my house, but I used it more than that. I saw a whole bunch of numbers where I used it, but they could only prove one of them because it was from my house. Other than that, I was like, I did use that one, but, you know, because I had to say that one was mine because it came from me. But
yeah,
I bet you do.
That lady also worked in the
building with us, too. Yeah, but I bet you do one saying
that shit. You're the dog, motherfucker!
I don't care what you say, and I'm sure Statue of Limitations ran out after that, but because I left, I went to Tennessee. Man, I ain't never seen their ass no more. And I told my girl that they had picked me up and they was looking for us, so she went to Arkansas.
These motherfuckers have got on the run and every guy heard that.
That's crazy.
Hey, you over went straight on the lam. Bitch, they coming.
Ain't it.
Get leaving them. Mm.
I'm sure they went and talked to that lady, and she used the card too because we had her use it. See, that's how good we was. We had her use it.
She was talking about.
I was like, oh, we got this card that she used. You know, don't be long on it though. But yeah, we let her use it. Sometimes she tried to call one of her kids or something, and she used
and
it on the phone.
Came back from lunch. Them motherfuckers, hey, shut that bitch down.
They said I stole $1 million.
What? I went to McDonald's and came back. What do you mean?
I'm like, $1 million? I said, I ain't got it. I didn't take it. That's the first thing I said. I ain't got it. I didn't take anything. They was like, well, you're short $1 million. I'm like, how the hell am I walk out here with $1 million? I mean, man, they shut that motherfucker down. They took everybody that was in there, like, everybody need to leave. Had me in that motherfucking big-ass vault by myself. There were like 20 motherfuckers in there.
Yeah,
I'm like, man, y'all better find it. I didn't take it. Gee, that's crazy. $1 million?
Hey.
I wouldn't have came back.
Hey, they doing that Bill Duke. Now listen to me, little bitch. We know.
You know you're the fuck up, right?
Man, I was in that motherfucker nervous as hell. I know I didn't take it.
But then you nervous.
All the white people were surrounding me, man. Motherfucker. I don't know if the motherfuckers was the FBI or not, but it was all kind of motherfuckers in there.
You said it was the U.S. bank? You said which bank is that, U.S.?
U.S. bank?
They
said they need that money, bruh.
Man. I left off one fucking number, man, and that shit came up $1 million short. And they swore up and down. They trying to figure out how I got out with it. I'm like, man, there's a camera right above me. Look at the fucking camera. Shit, rewind that shit. I didn't take shit. I just clocked out and went to lunch.
Right, so
there,
I came
money. Man, it took them like 3 hours to find that money.
Did they fire you?
Hell no, I quit.
That's
right.
This is too stressful for me.
I can't do this shit here. I quit that same day. I got off work, I clocked out, and never went back. Fuck that, man. That motherfucker said, we want the money back. I said, I ain't got them. I didn't take no money. Look at the fucking camera.
If I did take $1 million and I had an hour for lunch, I'd be an hour out of town by now. I'm not.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm coming back.
Boy, what?
But see, you can't hide $1 million. They're going to come look for you for that money.
I mean, but
man, I left off one fucking number. One number. And that shit came up $1 million short. I was scared of the motherfucker. Like, man, I'm going to go to jail for some shit I didn't even do. I ain't got the money. You know, and then I couldn't really prove it because I actually left the building and went to lunch. Like, man, where the money at? Man, I ain't got no money, man. Shit, when is payday?
It's right there where I left it.
I was scared of the motherfucker, boy. I was nervous as hell. I ain't never seen that many white people in my life. In one place, no black people in the crowd at all. I'm the only brother in there.
Sticking out like a black jelly bean.
Man, them motherfuckers got me like a little semi-circle. Everybody just looking at me. I'm looking like I didn't take no money, man. You know what I'm saying? I only been there for like a month. I quit like a motherfucker. So this dude got me the job. I'm like, man, I ain't going back, man. Fuck that. He was like, man, what happened? The man, they accused me of stealing $1 million. What am I going to do with $1 million? I mean, I can do a lot with $1 million, but... How am I going to get out the building with $1 million?
You bad motherfucker.
And why would you come back if you just took $1 million?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm shitting. On my hour lunch break, I'm an hour out of town already. I'm not coming back.
Hey, I don't know. I guess they thought I was trying to be slick and throw suspicion off me by coming back. Man, I ain't coming. I ain't never coming back.
Nigga, if I stole $1 million... It's here, you right there. I'm clearly not that smart. I came back.
I can't do it.
Excuse me, Mr. Timer. Could you please come with us?
It was too much, man. It was cash everywhere in that motherfucker, man. Just millions and millions and millions of dollars. Just sitting around in bags.
I couldn't do a job like that anyway.
If I thought I could get away with it, hey, when I first started, I thought about it, y'all. I ain't going to lie. I was like, man, I can slip 100 here, I can slip 100 there. Because it was cash everywhere. Just bags full of money. You got a bag, see, there's like $57,000 in it. They don't know until I count.
You know, I never thought about stealing cash. I don't know why I never could do that. Because
I thought about that every day in there.
I didn't. I don't know why. I just felt like that would take away
numbers.
From my productivity and my work performance.
Oh, wow.
My joy could come up short.
Hey, when I worked at Camp Snoopy, I don't know if y'all know about Camp Snoopy, but it's in Mall of America.
Yeah.
Man, I used to hit them motherfuckers up, boy.
Oh, my God.
$500-$600 a day. The manager being back in the office, holding his head like, how the fuck are they doing it? I can't figure it out. Every time they came up with something, we came out with some new shit. You know what I mean? They came out with, well, you can only open a drawer like, I don't know, if you ever worked a cash drawer, you can like put in like 0-1 and the drawer open up for you, like if you want to give somebody some change or something. Shit, they stopped that shit, man. Motherfuckers start leaving the drawer. On the low. I was a hellified thief. I only been caught maybe 2 times in my whole life. I got caught stealing it. Y'all remember that movie Breaking?
Yeah.
Turbo
and
Anybody remember that movie? I got caught in Kmart. Across the street from the carnival. My father took us to the carnival. I decided I'm going to go to Kmart. I ain't got no money. I'm like 10 years old. And I saw that breaking tape just sitting there. I swiped that motherfucker and got caught.
I remember when my kids used to try that shit, and then my son would say, well, it didn't have no price on it. That don't mean it's free. You can't take that. You can't take it. It's like he would look for shit that didn't have no price on it. I'm going to need for you to not.
Let me ask y'all a question. Let's say you got a kid. You know, you take your kid to the store, and you know, your kid steals. Do you take your kid back in the store?
Hell no.
And tell the manager?
No, I never
Hell
did.
No. I would.
I know
I
somebody that's
like,
done that before.
Don't steal no
job.
Do.
You stuck. They took them back and made them give the manager back.
I would do the same
stole.
Thing. Yep, I would do the same thing in a heartbeat. Oh, you want to steal?
Mm-hmm.
And wait a minute, it all depends what he stole. What did he steal?
It wouldn't matter. Well, if
right,
it's something I could use,
and they
like,
still got an ass looking
exactly.
After that.
That's fucked
he just stole
up.
He just stole that watch that I've been wanting for the past 2 years. Now I must teach you a lesson. Give it here. I want you to think about this every time you see
that.
It on my arm. Okay, dog. Now, wait a minute. I think I found it. I think I found clubbing, man. I think I found it.
Give it a shot.
Let's see where we at.
That's right.
There we go.
Clubbing.
Yeah, that's it.
Like when a girl shakes something, nigga, don't pull nothing. We just bumping and banging like it ain't nothing wrong. Get your club on. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy. I had a fucked up story for you bitches, motherfuckers. So
hello.
Sit back, bust your sack, and crack your yak. Cause these motherfuckers going clubbing. It's my boy Kaz's birthday. Shit, every day a nigga birthday like me. But let's get this motherfucker started. Cause they trying to get in the club. And I'ma tell y'all now, it's a big black motherfucker that's really gonna give them a hard motherfucking time. And it's gonna be like fighting a polar bear in the phone booth. But if they game tighter than mosquito pussy, they might just pull this off. Club.
Oh shit, it's my motherfucking nigga birthday. Damn. I hope this nigga just go to the fucking club tonight. Last year this nigga had that motherfucker at his grandma's house, his drunk ass uncle getting all fucked up, eating the chicken, then throwing the fucking chicken bones back in the fresh ass chicken. Fuck. Hello? What up, fuck boy?
Nigga, why the fuck you keep calling in private? Ain't no secret you live with your mama.
I know, nigga. These party line hoes keep calling and it's fucking with mom.
I thought you learned your lesson after that one old bitch. Wasn't she clocking like 70?
Myrtle was cool. What was wrong with her, fam?
Nothing besides that great rap she had.
Man, nigga, some men think that great shit sexy.
Who, Judas and Jesus? What about that ensemble she had on?
Come on now, you gotta admit, she was dressed up jiggy though, from head to toe, nigga. I'm talking about Doski's Bonner, nigga.
shades, baby fat jeans, apple bottom coat, nigga, motherfucking stilettos. Man, bitch look like an old ass teenager. Old ass teenager, man. Man, whatever, nigga. So, you gonna swoop a nigga or what? Man, first I gotta grab my cousin, dog. Alright, nigga. But you know what happened last time when them niggas jumped us with them damn dogs in that cold ass rainy alley?
Mister, was it bad? Did they?
What do you think, chump?
Damn. What's eating you?
A goddamn German Shepherd. That's what's eating you. Where was you?
I had to go back to the apartment because I forgot my raincoat.
You went to... You... This nigga went to get a motherfucking raincoat.
Son of a bitch. What would that be?
Oh, goddamn it. This motherfucker calling now. I'm going to hit you right back, dog. What up, dude?
What up,
cuddle?
Well, since it's your birthday, I guess a nigga can go and have a drink with you.
Oh, shit. You going to go and buy a nigga a drink?
Hell no, nigga. I said, I'm going to have a drink with you. I done sold all my stamps for the month.
Nigga, how you act like you doing me a favor and coming to drink with me? That a bitch.
Wait. Real talk, you got a toothbrush and some shoes I can borrow tonight? No, that bouncer dude be tripping.
Nigga, did you just ask me for a toothbrush?
Yeah, what?
Man, I got to jump in the shower, man.
Yeah, nigga, because you know, nigga, we going to kill him, motherfucker, tonight, cuz.
Yeah, you going to kill him, I'm going to kill him, but the club finna juke about 45 minutes, man. I ain't even got dressed yet.
Cuz.
What?
Let me hold down some of them little silk boxes.
Man, get your ass off the motherfucking phone, nigga. Bye.
God damn, there's some fire-ass cush here. Oh, shit, I'm on. All right, y'all, check this out. These motherfuckers headed to the club in a big sexy motherfucking Navigator sitting on 28 with speakers kicking like Jim Kelly and Enter the motherfucking Dragon. Whew, shit, let's see how this shit pans out.
God damn, nigga, this line going fast as fuck. I ain't never seen no shit like this at a club.
Damn, what's wrong with that nigga?
I don't know, nigga. He looks like he got to the pearly gates and Jesus showed his ass his track record.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Hey, is that you smell like an old walk-in closet at a thrift store?
I believe. When I put on this shirt, something crawled in and bitten, man. Now you some of your Gucci cologne in your pussy?
For real. Gucci spray gonna kill the spider in your shirt. Go ahead, nigga. Here, bring my keys back.
I'm drunk right now, baby. But Raymond about to go to the truck. He see these two punks who think they done struck they luck. Man, that's all fucked up.
Hey, nigga. Hey, look at that nigga right there sitting up with that motherfucking mayor.
Yeah, nigga, we need him tonight. We need to get that nigga right motherfucking now. You feel me?
Man, give me my damn keys.
Hey,
man, why the fuck you just can't wait till we go inside the club? Damn.
Man, I don't know, man. I can't hold this, man. Shit. Man, he's glad, I think.
All right, nigga, get your ass in that alley if you want to. You better hurry your ass up, man, because this black-ass bouncer, he tripping.
Man, I'll be back, man. I'm going to kick his alley, man. I'm going to go to the kick back up. You don't mind about
the legend. Man, nigga, don't piss on my wheel.
Hey, nigga. Give me everything, nigga. Give me the keys to that motherfucking Navigator and all the money in your motherfucking pocket. And you better not say you ain't got shit.
Well, you know what Rango was thinking right about now.
Next. Sign say dress shoes. Them flip-flops with a fly on them. Next.
What's the job?
Sign say dress shoes.
These are dress shoes.
You got a better chance of throwing them back on the power line you got them from. Next.
Meanwhile, back in the alley.
Look here, nigga. I want them motherfucking keys.
Hey, Jack.
Yo.
We ain't getting nowhere with this motherfucker, man. You know what? He look like a street nigga. Hey, check this out, nigga. You know, we be on the block and them peoples come.
Right.
Shit, nigga. Whenever I got some shit to hide, I tuck that shit in my cheek.
Mm-hmm. Strip, nigga.
Nick.
Thank you.
Yo, that was the other version, man. We just can't play that tonight, man.
I know, man.
Oh, well. I guess next week we try to play it, y'all. That
it
was
started
another
off,
version.
Right?
It just stopped.
Yeah, I guess that was one of the edited versions that we didn't, that we had, when we was editing it.
Oh, okay.
Started off, right?
It was
just
finished. Yeah, it sounded like the other one.
It started off like
right on point.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's why I thought it was the right one.
But, hey, it was right about to get the ball part.
Right.
Climbing.
I promise you, we had a whole version on that. And maybe, just maybe, we might even have part two done. We just gotta see.
Hey. Anybody check out my movies?
Oh, shit. I was watching them yesterday. Did anybody see my movies? What about that? What is the long?
Nope.
Nah. I think she hung up. Well, I checked it, my dog. I was thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, homegirl was a beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wasn't no joke. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I think
she was getting
fucked in the ass and stuff.
They hit every oracle of her, and she's still taking it like a champ.
And was just having a regular old conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that motherfucker was lodged up in her. It wasn't like it was just. He didn't just have a head in there. That motherfucker, he was up in that deep. She was just talking like, yeah, okay.
Right.
I was like, okay.
Y'all need to go check it out, though, straight up.
Glad y'all were impressed.
I'm going to be changing it
what?
In a minute.
What'd she say? Glad we what?
Impressed.
Glad y'all were impressed.
Well, you're welcome, because I really was. She was pretty damn good.
Right.
That girl got talent.
I bet that girl got talent.
That girl got talent.
Yes, she do. She can be a teacher. All right, man, we done went past again.
All right.
So let's end this joke. All right.
Great show, fellas. Always a pleasure to be on here with y'all. Catch y'all next week.
All right, Janine.
It was good talking to you all, like always. And I will definitely be here next week.
All right. Luke Stoke.
Yeah, enjoy myself. It's always a pleasure. You know I'll be here next week. You know.
Hey, dog. You got anything?
Yeah, SinCityRadio.net. Check us out, man. Like I said, we got the shirts on deck. We got everything. I told you we're doing the customized shirts. Got the new logo up. I'm telling you, it's Hot Life Fire. Hot Life Fire. Check it out.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Hey, y'all will be hearing from us again next Tuesday at 8:30.
9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Same. There you go. All right, y'all. Peace, love, and hair grease.
Peace out.